European leaders said they'd have a debt plan by Sunday. Now they ask, how about Wednesday?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. European finance ministers are gathering this morning in Brussels ahead of a key summit that was supposed to end with a grand solution to the European debt crisis. But divisions between the key players, Germany and France, mean that that plan won't come this weekend. It's now scheduled to be unveiled at another summit next week. For more on this, let's bring in Nick Davey, a banking analyst with UBS. He is with us from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what's the reaction there in Europe to the fact that these leaders have pushed back the deadline to release this grand plan to deal with the debt crisis?
I would say there's extreme uncertainty in the marketplace at the moment. Don't forget that it was only about 2 weeks ago that we were promised a bazooka solution this weekend that would incorporate all of the things the market is currently uncertain about, namely the level of contribution from the private sector in the restructuring in Greece. Secondly, to what extent the European banking universe needed to be recapitalized. And thirdly, to what extent the European bailout fund should or could be increased. Now, we are, I would say, 2 days before the supposed revelation of this grand plan, and we're no closer, really, to understanding the details behind it.
And I imagine that all of this uncertainty is particularly worrying for some of these countries that are sort of on the edge, like Italy, Spain, Portugal, places like that.
You're right. That being said, I mean, there are some glimmers of hope out there. Specifically here at UBS, we like and put forward the Nordic banks.
Norway you're talking about.
Exactly. The Norwegian banks specifically, I think, are in an extreme safe haven, extreme levels of wealth, low sovereign debt to GDP, exactly the kind of metrics that the Eurozone is lacking.
And of course, Norway is not part of the euro.
Exactly. So not part of the euro, crucially. And second of all, has a banking system which hasn't bought into the eurozone.
I'm curious, are there any places within the euro that people think are safe?
Very little at the moment. I mean, contagion risk is really seen as a problem. The eurozone interconnectedness, I think, spooks the market, certainly during a period of political indecision. So at the moment, core eurozone, I think, remains an extremely difficult place to be. We here at UBS prefer areas outside of the eurozone, the UK to an extent, but certainly Norway and Sweden as well.
Nick Davey, a banking analyst at UBS, joining us from London. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher across Europe, up 2% in Frankfurt, more than 1.5% in Paris right now. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gained 37 points to close at 11,541. Well, here in L.A. today, the world's second biggest media conglomerate, News Corporation, is having its annual shareholder meeting. The company is already facing shareholder lawsuits over the embarrassment caused by the phone hacking scandal in the U.K. And today, a group of dissident investors will be pushing for CEO Rupert Murdoch to give up some of his power. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
Two big pension funds and a shareholder advisory firm are the main challengers aiming to shake up News Corp's entrenched board of directors. Charles Elson is a corporate governance expert at the University of Delaware. He says Murdoch holds sway over the biggest block of voting stock, but he'd best not ignore unhappy shareholders.
A strong enough vote against is a signal to management that something is wrong, something to which you need to respond.
Julie Tanner heads socially responsible investing for New York's Christian Brothers firm. She says Murdoch should no longer serve as both chief executive and chairman.
So the resolution asks for an independent chair of the board.
British authorities are still investigating News Corp's phone snooping, and the FBI and U.S. regulators are looking for any illegal hacking here. There's been no big hit to share value. News Corp profits are driven by its U.S. operations, largely its Fox cable TV business. But the dissenters want independent assurance their investments are secure.
What's come out so far has really not given shareholders a lot of confidence.
Confronted by hecklers the other day, Murdoch smiled and said a little controversy makes everything more interesting. Today's meeting, though, is being carefully stage-managed behind the gates of Fox Studios in Hollywood. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Riot police in Melbourne, Australia, broke up an Occupy Wall Street protest today, dragging demonstrators out of a plaza there. In Seattle, Washington, far from being dragged out of their home base, protesters are being offered free or discounted goods and services from local businesses. Vanessa Romo of station KPLU has more.
It's 5 o'clock in Seattle's Westlake Park, the heart of the local Occupy Wall Street movement. Brad Tutmark pulls up and gets out of his car with two free pizzas. Suddenly, he's surrounded by a crowd of protesters looking for a slice.
So you guys can have the pizza.
Yeah,
so there we go. There you go.
It's for you guys.
Tutmark works for local pizzeria Big Mario's. It's been providing pizzas for the protesters for about a month.
Oh, I'm definitely part of the 99%.
David Meinert owns Big Mario's. He says small businesses like his are suffering because they can't get bank loans and credit. To show his solidarity, Meinert gave away pizzas during the first week of the protest. That's now morphed into discount on pies ordered on behalf of the occupiers. An alliance of small businesses around the country are making similar donations to their local protests. But is it really all for the cause or just good marketing?
It's not super profitable for us. You know, it might be some positive marketing in a way, but it's really just a support.
Back at Westlake Park, protesters like David Smith dismiss the idea their movement is being co-opted by commercial interests.
I've gone to Big Mario's before, but I'm not going to go more often just because they've been donating pizzas.
They would, however, like a few more toppings. In Seattle, I'm Vanessa Romo for Marketplace.
And finally to West Sussex, England, where last week an assistant to actor John Travolta called a local KFC to try to reserve a table for Travolta and his friends. The KFC employee who took the call said no, Travolta would have to wait in line like everyone else. Which brings me to two lessons this assistant needs to learn. One, you don't make reservations at KFC. And two, you don't make reservations at KFC. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
For most, Friday is the end of a long, hard week. But for us, we're just getting started.
The policies that were put forward, they are get back to work policies.
Well, I would love to see a massive, big stimulus.
Greece is kind of like a big, giant subprime borrower without a loan modification plan.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Weekly Wrap. Everything you need to know about the week's big economic news and oh so much more. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.